from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who Short Trips, Impeccable, and other stories. Is anybody there?
It's just a voice. Not that that makes any sense. I know it's impossible. I know it's my sanity slipping. Maybe you can't hear it at all, but I had to try to record it.
Where are you?
When they find me, if they find me, it won't be pretty. So this is my warning. This is what is waiting for you here.
Cut out.
The government has asked me to debrief you regarding Operation Singularity, specifically the intelligence you gathered to justify the airstrikes on the Volker Research Facility on the island of St. Itmus.
I'm aware.
Let's get started, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Please introduce yourself for the record.
I'm Dominic Polian, case officer in the Secret Intelligence Service, commonly known as MI6, but I'll be calling them SIS, its real name, throughout this process. Sit back. I've got a story to tell, and it's all about spies. And aliens, of course.
Bring me the head of Dorian Maldivar.
Come on, Doctor. You've done unspeakable things to protect your friends and yourself, let's be honest. You even made me a part of it. And as for killing Castillan, well, a monster like that, one could almost argue it would be for the greater good. The Doctor snorted. Since when are you concerned with the greater good? Well, I'm a changed man. No, I'm a changed man. You're shorter, that's all. And whose fault is that?
The tip of the mind.
You missed the director this morning, I told her. Any news written up for him? No, said Zoe. I wasn't around because I was in a different meeting and my research notes are up here. She tapped her temple. It's all very well having an eidetic memory, but I can't transmit your brain electronically, child. It's eidetic, she said. What is? I said. Eidetic memory, she said. Photographic. I see and I don't forget. Well, I replied, you seem to forget to join me at lunch half the time.
Hard feelings.
Through the windshield, I can just about make out an enemy fighter rushing up fast. Felix, look out! I don't know if it strikes us or if my pilot rams it on purpose, but we're wedged together, spinning. Next to me, Felix lollops grotesquely in his seatbelt. My stomach is in my throat. I feel sick. Above me, clouds and buildings race by. We corkscrew down out of control until...
Impeccable.
And that's when reality bursts in my mind like a firework. It blazes through the barriers of coding and reconfiguration, and the truth all comes back to me. I laugh, reveling in my own voice, in the freedom of movement in my face and jaw no longer confined. I am me. I am the master.
Big Finish, for the love of stories.